And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And in the words of Scanner, yeah, we suck.
Yeah, we suck. Too damn fast, yeah, we suck. We play our music too damn slow, yeah, we suck. Not enough words, not enough speed, not enough thrash, not enough bleeds, yeah, we suck. And so are we. Yeah, we suck. Our music is lame and we don't give a damn. Yeah, we suck. Hair too short, hair too long, hair too greasy, hair all gone. Yeah, we suck.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Scanner. Our friendly punk rock friends from across the ocean in Pennsylvania, Tony.
Okay.
And hello to Joe. That's from their latest album, which is really good. I think we've played a couple of tracks off it. What is Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com.
Scanner1979.com. Paulie in the internet one, Tony Neil. That reflects when Scanner started, mate. They've been going a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic punk rock, and always really good to get new material from them. And they point us in the direction of one or two other bands as well. Really brilliant. They're the kind of band Punky Radio likes. Now, Tone, this is the bit when I do additional material. I haven't got any. If you've got any jokes or poems, can you email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Simple as that. However, something did happen last week, and we'll talk about last week later in the show, but I want to get this off my chest right now, Tony. Black Friday, where do you stand?
Hate it.
Right, well, you give your reasons.
I just think it's attached to Thanksgiving. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving, so I celebrate Black Friday, and it just brings out the worst in humanity.
Yeah. Well, I think Black Friday is an insult.
Okay.
It's an insult to the British for the simple reason that we should celebrate Thanksgiving. We've discussed this on the show over the years. Thanksgiving is an American invention whereby the Americans have a day off and they have a great big turkey dinner on the Thursday and then a day off on the Friday to celebrate the fact that they got away from the English, right? And the people that should be giving thanks is us, because we got rid of the Americans. It's never that way round, is it? It's never like, give thanks, the Americans fucked off. It just never happens. They give thanks for getting rid of us. We should be giving thanks for getting rid of them. Somehow, our retail industry has picked up on Black Friday, and last year we decided to do it. Everyone went mental, and this year, because everyone had learnt their lesson, no one really bothered with it. That's what seems to have happened.
Yeah, I think so.
We all went, oh, I'm not doing all that again. We don't have a day off for it. Let's not bother.
Well, we do it in a month. We do it in Boxing Day. It's just, why bother?
Yeah. Well, and we do it on New Year's Day as well.
Yeah, we do it every day.
Yeah, yeah. Every day is a Black Friday in this country.
Isn't it just...
It should be called Grey Friday, really, for here, shouldn't it? That would reflect the weather better.
Yes.
At least if we called it Grey Friday, we'd know where we stood. And today, when we call this show, is apparently Cyber Monday, Tony.
Yeah.
It's Cyber Monday, when everyone buys a laptop because they just had their last paycheck before Christmas. And you've just bought a laptop, haven't you?
I have.
Will we talk about that later in the show?
Probably.
All right, then. And I was supposed to buy a laptop, but didn't get around to it, and I've decided to buy a Lead for £9.99 instead.
Excellent. Yeah. Why not?
I will. There's something else that I'm going to tell you about this week, last week, last week, this week. Something that happened earlier today, in fact. Which reminded me of something that happened to me, 6 years ago now. But before then, let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First up, we've got a band called Matilda's Scoundrels, Tony.
Right.
That's a bit of a, I don't know, kind of folk punk pogsy sort of deal. All the way from Hastings.
Oh, blimey. Okay.
Yeah. And this is off their latest album. Stay tuned for The Arrogance, and I have a confession to make after we've played The Arrogance. But first up, let's play a Matilda Scoundrels track, shall we? Tony, what's their website?
Matildascoundrel.co.uk?
Matildas-scoundrels.com. Poorly been internet too. Tony Neil, Sinking in Their Sins.
Sinking in the sands.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Arrogance and the track called Mr. Devil. The Arrogance are from Lille, Tony.
Oh, right, okay. Nice.
I might remember that we played a band last week and I said, I'm not sure where they're from. I think they might be French.
Right.
I've got the wrong band. It's this band, The Arrogance. They are, of course, French. Lille, somewhere I've been to. Went to a garage punk vintage weekender there a couple of years ago. And that was as a direct result of being in touch with Dirty Water Records. And The Arrogance new album is on Dirty Water Records. So there you go. It's all worked out beautifully. But Tony, the question is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Arrogance FR?
Facebook.com/ The Arrogance, my friend. Yeah. Fully been into it. 3 Tony Nil. Good Lord.
Thought it.
Who indeed? I really like that. Real good old fashioned, very authentic sounding, kind of 60s trashy garage punk, I suppose.
Okay.
But excellent. And Emily loved him. Have you got any Facebook comments or you should have? We seem to be a bit of activity this week.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I have got some.
Excellent. In that case, it's time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
Nope.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment, give us a follow. Just do your Facebook thing, get in touch. See, the more you are now, thank you very much. And here we go for this week. The Swindells have been in touch.
The Swindells.
The Swindells.
Martha and the Swindells.
In response to last week's show, just to clarify, yes, the Swindells are Yorkshire's answer to the Shangri-Las with big boots on. Thanks for giving us a spin.
I'm really glad they took that the right way. Yeah. If you'd like to know what we're talking about, you will have to listen to last week's show. But the Swindells, a.k.a. the Swindells, really made me laugh when I read that. Yeah. Really good. And we'll be playing more from them in the future.
Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
He says, lovely new intro. Big thumbs up. And I'd like to request something from Japan Files as a From the Vaults. You're still playing pretty insane music, but nothing was as bonkers as some of the stuff from Japan. You are, of course, right, Timo. It was pretty bonkers.
And I'm not letting him down this week. I saw that comment and I acted upon it.
Excellent.
Yeah, indeed.
And yes, thanks for the intro. Hopefully you'll notice we're changing it about a little bit with the intros.
Yes, Tony, I did notice you went straight for probably the funniest intro of the whole lot on the longest one to start with, so now it's downhill from there.
Tickled me. And finally, a comment from my favourite named person in the world, Seth Catmilker.
Of course. A brilliant name.
Great name.
What are you going to do today? I thought I'd go and milk the cat.
Yeah.
I've got some tiny rubber teats.
Ooh. Just like to say a big thanks to both of you for keeping me on the edge of sanity with some awesome music to help me get through the night shift. Just discovered Random Hand. What an amazing band. Keep on with the great work. Keep on with the great name. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but also, I hope you haven't heard about Random Hand too late, because Em seemed to think that they were splitting up, but then we couldn't see any.
I thought we decided that was wrong, no? Or is it?
What, did we just decide that JB was just wrong?
Hmm.
We don't know. If you have a definitive answer on whether Random Hand are splitting up or not, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com saying, fancy a Random Hand?
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
No. Hey, here's a band I'll never tire of.
Okay.
Origami Horses. And this is another one of those Punky Radio moments where it might be coincidence, we might have unwittingly been something to do with it, but Origami Horses, who we've been playing on the show for the last 2 or 3 years every once in a while when they bring out something, have now brought out their first album on Metal Postcards Records. Now, Metal Postcards Records, we didn't know anything about. They didn't know anything about us until we got a random press release about them. They are based in the Pacific Rim, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And if you might remember, we did a Cambodian rock and roll special.
Yeah.
that came via Metal Postcard Records. Since then, Metal Postcard Records have picked up a couple of artists that we've played on Punky Radio, including Origami Horses and Ashley Reeks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know whether it is purely coincidence or whether, once again, we're just the kings of the punk world.
It could be.
Yeah, we might be.
I think
anyway.
We are.
Yeah. Or perhaps we are the kings of happenstance. Who knows? The point is, Tony, what is Origami Horses' website?
Origamihorses.com?
No, origamihorses.com. Oh, I'm sorry, I've lied. That's not fair. What is Origami Horses' Bandcamp page?
Origamihorses.bandcamp.com?
It is. I'd say unfair. It's Tony 1, Paulie B. Internet 3, and we are indeed, and this is the King of Happenstance. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed, sweet Tony.
That's okay.
That was Origami Horses. More from them in future weeks. Did you do anything last week?
I've been dealing mostly with the sale of my house. Been a bit on the edge of my seat dealing with solicitors. I got a call last Wednesday saying that everything was sorted and both parties have signed their contracts and they've paid their deposit. So as far as I'm concerned, that was basically the end of it. It just needed to exchange.
Yeah, that's the job done, isn't it?
Yeah, so Thursday I went down and I said goodbye to the house. Locked up, handed my keys into the estate agent.
Got a bit choked up.
And Friday and now Monday, still not happened. Still not happened. My sister was off 2 days and found out today that the buyers haven't signed their documents properly, so they've had to go back and re-sign. We don't know how they've managed to mess up signing their name, but they're still going through. But any day now. But I have to go goodbye to the place, and I don't have keys anymore, so it's in my heart, it's gone. But
so on paper. Teenagers practice their signature, don't they?
They do.
Everybody practices their signature. The fact that you signed it wrong would suggest you put the wrong name down. Wouldn't it? It's like, who have you sold this thing to? The Muppets.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
I've got visions of things in that house going wrong and then being completely hopeless about them.
Well, how long are we going to check the basement out?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll be long gone, anyway.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Could it be dusted for prints?
No, God, no. I dealt with that.
You dealt with it, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a clean-up team in.
Yeah, yeah, got the wolf. Yucked it out. It's fine.
What I was going to say to you, never mind about what I did last week. What I did earlier on today, you might remember that I got a girlfriend and that was one of the reasons I moved up here. And then I moved up here and the pretty much the day I moved up here, she finished with me. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. She came round today.
Okay.
I think she wanted to get a few things off her chest and unfortunately not her clothes. And anyway, she didn't really get the chance to get a few things off her chest, only because I got a few things off mine and then she left rather quickly. But I then went to Sainsbury's. Now, 6 years ago when my divorce came through, I don't know whether you actually, not when it came through, when I got my decree in eyesight, I went to the court in Hitchin to hand in my papers to then go for the decree absolute. And I got there at 4:10. And the court shut at 4:00, and I was so angry, I went out and bought a massive stereo.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, and I bought a massive stereo, right. Well, my mum came up here to help me out with the house for a couple of days, and while I was out, she managed to break the stereo, right. I was furious. I love that stereo. Anyway, I've not been able to play any music on the stereo since. After said lady came round, I went out to Sainsbury's to get a few bits. And while I was there, they'd got a sale on stereos and they'd got one down from 150 quid to 50 quid, this Philips thing, so I got it. So for the second time, when I've been confronted by the end of a relationship, I've been out and bought a stereo.
Right, blimey.
I know, it's a good job I don't have more girlfriends than I do, because this place would be like Tandy.
Very nice. Is it a good stereo?
I don't know yet, I haven't got it out of the box.
Oh, all right, blimey.
Just bought it, didn't you? I did anything about it.
Ah, okay.
I also did a gig in Norwich last week, and hello to everyone there. The acts that were on, Craig Murray, Steve Day, and Alistair Barry, all of whom were on great form, and it was a great night. And thanks to everyone at Carrow Road, Tony, which is where the gig was, which is the Norwich City Stadium.
Ah,
not the stadium itself, one of the rooms.
Sure.
But I have played that gig about 8 times down the year, which means I've played that gig more than most professional footballers who've never played for Norwich.
Right.
Because I don't reckon most professional footballers who don't play for Norwich will have played at Norwich more than 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some will have. But yeah, so I've actually played the stadium more than some pretty famous footballers.
Excellent.
Not quite the same thing.
Yeah.
And frankly, I imagine they did a far better job than I did, but it was fine. As promised, Tony, we're now going to play something from the vaults, and I've picked something from Japan Files as a direct result of Timo asking for something. And I've picked this out. All-girl punk rock from Tokyo from a few years ago. I don't know if they're still going. I did try and find out. The only website I could find was bandmine.com. You heard of that?
Bandmine.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, what is Falsies on Heat's Bandmine page?
Falsiesonheat.bandmine.com?
Bandmine.com/falsiesonheat. I'll tell you what, I won't do the point there because it was a bit difficult. So it remains Paulie Bean Internet 3, Tony 1. This is nuts. I loved it. I'd completely forgotten about this. You wanted something crazy, Timo. Here goes. This is Vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian.
Pork. Cactus. Beef.
Chicken. Chicken.
Bacon. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Falsies on Heat, and that track is mental. As I say, I don't know whether they're still going, but do check them out and do see if you can still get anything by them, because they're a really, really good band. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar, I imagine.
It is.
Yep. Another week more gigs at the 12 Bar. It's on, still on Holloway Road in London. Don't forget, it's not just a 12 Bar gig guide, so if you do have any gigs that you want to be read out, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just type your email in International Gig Guide. It is international, so it can be anywhere in the world. Just let me know. I'll read out. Okay, so this week at the 12 Bar, this Thursday, the 3rd of December, Miceberg are playing Miceberg live at the 12 Bar Club.
Wow.
No more information than that. How much do you think that would be on a Thursday evening?
£6.
Free entry.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Just how we like it. Well done, Miceberg. Do you think it is an iceberg full of mice?
I hope so.
I do too.
We're just playing while we work for free. Work for cheese. Fine. Friday night, 4th of December. Unhinged.
Work for cheese, did you say?
Work for cheese.
Oh, they'll work for cheese. Sorry, yeah. That's worth the cheese.
That's worth the cheese. That's my new catchphrase. That's worth the cheese. I like it. Yeah. Unhinged. Friday night. A deranged soundtrack for the Lunatics. Generation Graveyard EP launch. With special guests Stereo Juggernauts and I'll Be Damned.
Right.
So,
an EP launch, I'm going to say that's free as well.
£5 entry.
Oh.
I'd have thought free.
I hope it includes a free EP.
I bet it does. I bet that's what they've done. And finally, Monday night. Nothing on the weekend. Monday night, the 7th, at 12 Bar Roots and Blues Night. Featuring Jimmy Regal and the Royals and Sweet Bullets.
Mm.
Who were the four-piece Americana. Let's hope they do some Hazy Dixie cups.
Let's hope they do, yeah. Let's hope they do Ace of Spades, get us all excited, and then prove to be anticlimactic.
Exactly. How much do you think?
Free.
It is free, yeah.
Yes, right. So that is actually 050. 50, yeah.
Yeah.
A long way down from the beach, who we haven't heard from in a long time.
He's been quiet. Maybe it's like, you know, tis the season to be jolly. Maybe he's planning something.
Oh, do you think he's... I thought the way you started that, I thought you were saying, tis the season to be jolly. Perhaps he's just laying back and letting Santa take care of it for a while. Santa, Satan, you know, there's not a lot in it.
Oh, you never see him in the same room, do you?
Well, I haven't yet.
No.
And that would certainly be a shock.
Yes. There you go.
I know which one I'd rather have coming down my chimney, but it won't be.
True.
Right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Great song coming up now, Tony. We're going to slow the pace right down with this one. A band we played many times before, MFC Chicken, from their latest album, It's MFC Chicken Time, which, as we discussed in a previous show, has been reviewed by someone who said, it's great, but a bit chickeny. But this song isn't so much. This song is great. I listened through the album today, because it's now out. The album's now out. We played a couple of tracks before it was released. But it's out now.
Okay.
It's a great album. This track is not reflective of the album, which, as a rule, is pretty fast and pretty crazy. This is a slow-down, slompy kind... swampy kind of affair. Hey, it's worth the cheese, right?
It works! I love it!
What is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/MFC Chicken?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 3, and this is Kahuna Hoodoo Hoochie Koo Flu Blues!
Step on the face of a rabbit. in the shape of cornbread. Kahuna, hula, kahuna, kahuna, hula, kahuna, kahuna, hula. Put your corn through, put your corn through, put your corn through, corn through. Now I ate that cornbread like I do each and every morn. But I'll tell you something about that cornbread. It sure wasn't made of no corn. I started gurgling and sputtering. I got down on my knees. I looked on up in the mirror. My mouth was full of bees. Whoa, bees! Bees in my mouth. Bees, bees in my mouth. Was it bees? Bees in my mouth. Me to thinking about my evil ways. You gotta walk straight and narrow, cause a cheater always pays.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I love that song. It's really, really good. And we will, of course, be playing more MFC Chicken in the coming months. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. No. I'm going to Coventry tomorrow. That's for a meeting.
Are you going or have you been sent?
Yeah. I've been called. Wow. I hate Coventry. Apart from that, no, just well, hopefully finalise this house sale, but apart from that,
will you
no.
be riding bareback?
Well, naturally.
Naturally. It's worth the cheese.
It's worth the cheese. that's pretty much it, really. Setting my new laptop up, which I've got a new laptop now.
Right.
And a stupidly big monitor.
Yeah, so what you've done is you bought a laptop and a cinema, is that right?
Yeah, I've bought a 27-inch curved monitor.
Right.
And a gamer's laptop, because that's what I do.
It's not, is it?
No, it's not. But I needed quite a high spec laptop. And right. The only ones that were high enough spec were gamer's laptops. So I've got this ridiculous thing with all these lights on it, stamped with Republic of Gamers.
What's the difference between a laptop and a gamer's laptop?
They're just higher spec. They're a better graphics card, more memory. This has got a 256 SSD drive in it. Things
that
like
means
that.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's good. But it's just a bit ridiculous. Monitor's even worse. Well, you know, it's fine.
Has it got things written on it like, "Hey kids, computing is fun"?
Republic of Gamers stamped on it, and the keys are light up red. I'm going to look great in a meeting. You're going to think I'm playing Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, they'll say, "Oh, right, I'm pleased you said that, because obviously I'm a bit old school." I was going to say, "Mr. Hearn, can you pay attention? Sorry, I was playing Ms. Pac-Man." You probably don't need a gamer's laptop to play Ms. Pac-Man, do you?
No.
You're
on the phone. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'll be wrestling with this week. What are you up to?
Well, it seemed to come out very quickly, but I've got my the gigs that I run myself this weekend. So on Thursday night, I'll be in Baldock. Friday, Hitchin, and Saturday, Oslo. And this weekend, for the three gigs, I've got Rob Heaney all three nights. But on the Thursday night in Baldock, I've got John Mann. And then Friday and Saturday, I've got Paul F. Taylor. Three very, very good acts. And in Oslo, I've got a bonus act in the shape of Ahmed Mamo, who is local to Oslo, who is a very interesting young character indeed, who seems to prefer to perform in English than Norwegian.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can find out more about them by visiting lastminutecomedy.com for the English gigs and oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com for the Oslo gig. And I hope to see some of you at them. should you be around. Also, the Oslo gig coincides with Alternate 80s. You might remember the 80s alternative night they do there that I have DJ'd at twice.
Mm.
And that's on this weekend, so I might head down there after the show to hear some old-fashioned music.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing this week anyway. Should we play two songs in a row again?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. And first up, Ekrano Plan 4, Tony.
Right.
Never played a track by Ekrano Plan 4 before. They came through by... Oh, blimey, who sent this through? Manila PR. Tony at Manila PR sent this through. And they were described in it as being... rising like a phoenix from the ashes of Shabby Rogue, Tony. A little bit of Britpop-ish stuff for you now. And they're a three-piece electronic indie sort of band. Really catchy track. Stay tuned for Centurion sets that you'll hear after them. But first up, what is Ekrano Plan 4's website?
EkranoPlan4.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3, and this is California.
Of bestiality.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect and the track called Cow Song, which I don't know has officially made it onto their latest album, or because they sent me a load of mixes that I'm not sure were finished, but that's one of them. It might be on their latest album, I don't know. Best way to find out is to go to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/ Centurion Sect.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. Quite the turnaround. All the way from Whitstable, Tony.
Excellent.
Which is in Kent, as is Canterbury. I wonder if they've ever gigged with Origami Horses.
Ooh.
Who knows? A lot of things coming together this week, Tony.
Finally, eh?
Unlike my relationships, which seem to just drift apart. Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh, well, that's wrecked my week.
It's wrecked my run-up to Christmas.
It's not even worth the cheese.
It's not worth the cheese. But instead, I've got some iTunes reviews.
Oh, I've been looking forward to these. Right, yeah, okay, let's hear them.
So I'll be saving these back. So don't forget, if you are on iTunes, you've not reviewed us yet, please do so. It helps us out quite a great deal. We move up the featured rankings on iTunes, and we have been battling Snow Patrol in the charts.
We have been battling Snow Patrol.
Yeah. So it costs you nothing. Please do reviews. Go to punkyradio.com, and there is an iTunes link. Hit that. You can then review us through the iTunes store. Costs you nothing, 5 stars, and we'll read out your review. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com. That's that. Right.
That's right.
That's that bit. Now, Jen Glenn is a review.
Excellent.
Simply just saying, pretty cool listen, 5 brilliant stars. Short and sweet, it's fine, it's 5 stars.
It's short and sweet, it's perfect, though. The important thing is that you get the 5 stars in there to help us move up the ladder.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. But who was it? Was it Jen or Glenn?
I don't know. Was it Jen or was it Glenn?
Who knows?
Next one, 5 stars, obviously.
Obviously.
Loving that. The best podcast in the world. Very professionally produced, thanks to Tony for his awesome job in the beds each week. Easy on the ear, Paulie B's sexy nasal voice with his soft British accent.
Very sexy good. Nasal?
I know. Very good and very varied choice of music. Regular features like the Facebook comments, is a twat, the Antwerp Ring Road, international gig guide, Tony's tiling, and Paulie B's website quizzing make you crave more. Luckily, it's released weekly, and the duo have produced over 500 shows in 10 years so far.
Unbelievable.
This equals about 3 weeks of non-stop shows, if you do the maths. P.S. Who's Snow Patrol? by a fan from across the land. Thank you very much.
Excellent, excellent work.
I don't know who Snoop Dogg is. Yeah, apparently. He said sexy as well.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Funky Forever. Brilliant podcast. I'm hooked and going to listen to every show, past and present. Sleep When You're Dead by Busted Drawers.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Busted Drawers. I've had a few of those in my time.
Thank you very much. These are all five stars, obviously. Yeah. Finally, get tuned into the scene. I've become a fan of so many new and established bands by listening to Punky Radio. The show has been around for a long time and has been surging through my headphones at work for years. Keep up the great fun. FXRH.
Thank you very much, FXRH. What you've done there is encapsulate what we're all about.
Exactly.
We try and bring you music, so you go out and buy it.
Exactly. And we have been going a long, long time.
We have been going a long time. And I'm not even sure we've been worth the cheese.
I don't think we've been worth the cheese. That's it for US iTunes.
Well, thank you very much to all of you that have left reviews on there. UK listeners, keep up with it. Did you mention the twat?
No. If you've got twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Let's pretend this week didn't happen, and we can continue our run to Christmas and beyond.
Yeah. Let's finish with some hardcore punk from London, shall we?
Let's do that.
It's about time we just completely rocked out mental style. So let's do that with Baptist Killing Spree, Tony.
Excellent.
A track from their latest album. What is Baptist Killing Spree's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Baptist Killing Spree.
It is. It's Tony 5, pulling me internet 3, and I'm embarrassed. I mean, after being 3-0 up, you've come roaring back. Roaring back. A classic victory for you this week. I'll tell you what, Tony.
What's that?
Keep going. So that was Keep Going by Baptist Killing Spree, Tony. I think if you're going to sum up this show, I think you could say, well, the hosts might be boring and predictable, but the music never is. Maybe you could just mention the online stations that carry us.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, padunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE. And we're on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thank you all so much for listening to us. We do really, really appreciate it. I hope to see some of you at the gigs I'm doing this weekend, and hopefully, maybe not in the next week or two, but certainly in the new year, I'll be getting back out on the road to watch some bands as well. So I might see one or two of you at those as well. Tony, good luck with the houses.
Thank you very much.
And that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Gapoo, gapoo.